Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
I've been having sexual fantasies about acts I would never consider doing in real life. Is there something wrong with me?
Let's make a distinction right from the outset about fantasies that rest in the very personal spaces of our minds and memories, and a destructive delusion where the lines are blurred between fantasy and real life. When we talk about sexual fantasies here, we're talking about the types of sexual thoughts and dreams that most of us experience from time to time, either because these thoughts just come to us or because we seek them out as a means of sexual pleasure or arousal. For most women and men, having sexual fantasies is common and doesn't necessarily mean that anything is wrong or different about you, nor does it mean that you're likely to act out your fantasies in a real-life situation. Even in the 1940s and 50s, 89% of men and 69% of women interviewed by Dr. Kinsey and his research team reported having erotic sexual fantasies. Contemporary sex researchers continue to find that most women and men have or enjoy sexual fantasies. These fantasies and the whole experience of getting into a sexual frame of mind can even help women and men to experience pleasure or achieve orgasm. We don't fully understand where our sexual fantasies spring from. People construct many stories and situations, including having sex in public, watching other people have sex, bondage, or kissing a high school sweetheart. Men and women are sometimes particularly worried about fantasies that are against the rules of their relationship, such as sex with a coworker, friend, or stranger, or thoughts about illegal acts, violent acts, or acts that go against one's personal values. Ironically, the more that we try to suppress thoughts or fantasies, the more likely they are to return. If you feel bothered by your thoughts or fantasies, rather than getting anxious about them, consider mentally labeling them for what they are. For example, there's my stranger on the bus fantasy again, and then moving on, either to let yourself enjoy the fantasy or to shrug your shoulders and marvel at the mysteries of the mind. That said, the lines between fantasy and reality do get blurred for some people. Don't hesitate to seek help from a medical professional or counselor if your thoughts become overwhelming or persistent, if they distress you, or if you're worried that you will act on them. Or consider talking with someone you trust about your fantasies. Chances are your friends can relate with a few stories or thoughts of their own.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenik, sexual health researcher and educator. You can find out more and submit your questions by visiting us online at kinseyconfidential.org.